Spinelli willed his right foot to step forward, then his left foot.
"Repeat motion,"
he whispered to himself until he reached the stairwell. He chose not to take the elevator. That would be too quick. He needed time to let his new assignment sink in. His mind spun to find ways to get out of it. Within minutes, he found himself standing in front of a glass-paneled door with the words, "Department of Social Services," etched in the glass. His long legs carried him up the stairs faster than he desired. He sucked in a deep breath, lifted his hand, and pushed the door open. He stepped through the doorway and into the reception area where he paused to take a look around. A cold chill ran up his spine as he studied the packed area. He noted that the clientele consisted of mostly women and children. He watched the children for a moment as they noisily played about the room. His ears registered a decibel level of at least 200 plus, far louder than any dirt track stock car race he'd ever attended. He lifted his fingers to his temples and pressed slightly, but the throbbing continued. With his eyes still focused on the children, he took a step toward the reception desk and accidentally caught his foot inside a dollhouse. He tumbled forward, his heart racing, his breath quickening, and his hands uselessly flailing. He took a header right smack dab into the front of the receptionist's desk, and darkness fell upon him. Spinelli opened his eyes to find several children gazing down at him. He bounced up as quickly as a weeble wobble and darted his gaze around the room, but the second he planted himself on his feet, the room started to spin. He felt a small set of hands firmly gripping his left arm just above his elbow. A warm sensation flowed through his arm and into his core. He placed the palm of his right hand on the receptionist's desk and leaned on it for support.
"Are you going to be okay?"
A soft feminine voice sang throughout his head. The sweet sound trailed off and silence filled the air. The voice hummed pleasantly through his head again.
"Are you okay? Do you need to sit down?"
Spinelli willed his eyes in the direction of the voice. He squeezed them shut, swallowed hard, and opened them again. Shades of emerald green danced before him. He blinked quickly several times, each blink bringing him closer to heaven. He thought for sure the eyes of an angel were on him, and the pearly gates stood behind her. He cleared his throat and found his voice.
"I'm fine. I'm Detective Spinelli. I'm here to see Miss Fontaine. She should be expecting me."
The woman with the emerald green angel eyes released her grip from his arm, but the warmth of her touch remained. She motioned for him to follow her. Spinelli followed angel eyes down a long, narrow corridor. He studied the back of her, starting with the shiny bright red hair bun stationed high on the back of her head. Not one hair was out of place. He lowered his eyes to her inviting, soft-looking, milky white neck and continued to her petite shoulders. The navy blue blazer draped over them perfectly matched the navy blue skirt she wore. The length of her skirt fell just above her knees, allowing him to take in the sight of her thin yet shapely legs. He shifted his eyes up and down several times, memorizing the backside of the woman whose soft feminine voice still sang in his head. He concluded that her conservative navy suit and old lady hair bun did not match the intense sexiness of her bright green eyes. His body swayed forward, then back, as he halted on a dime, nearly bumping into his green-eyed angel when she stopped in the doorway of Ms. Fontaine's office.
"Ms. Fontaine? Detective Spinelli is here to see you,"
the woman said as she stepped inside the office and gestured for him to follow. Spinelli studied the large woman with graying hair who sat behind the desk. She removed her wire-rimmed reading glasses and let them fall onto her chest, pulling the colorful beaded chain taut. She rose to her feet and extended her hand toward him. He shook her hand. Ms. Fontaine pointed toward the chairs opposite her desk.
"Please, detective. Take a seat."
He sat. The older woman fixed her gaze on the woman he'd followed.
"Shannon, you may as well take a seat and get acquainted with Detective Spinelli, since he is who you will be working with."